tuned in to the internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board from AboveTopSecret.com. This is ATS. ATS Mix.
Government conspiracies, government cover-ups, you know, political scandals. People are taking the time to research it, look into it.
And that's another area, I think, where we stand out is that we embrace discussion of everything and don't necessarily find one topic.
Themism, if you will, of AboveTopSecret.com. If nothing else, we're getting a whole lot of people interested in the questions.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com starts now.
Well, you know, coming up here in, it's going to be less than a week now, this following weekend, you and I, sir, along with some other key members, are going to be in San Jose, California, that other country that you're not all that fond of.
Do you know the way to San Jose? Yes,
and,
I do.
Yes, and we're going to be at the DoubleTree Inn in San Jose at the UFO Expo.
I love it, man. I am so pumped. I am so excited about this trip, baby.
Yeah. Other than yourself and me, of course, we are going to be there with Mark, a.k.a. Springer, and also John Lear. And that's
baby. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And I believe, unless they've changed this, I believe that we have a exhibit table located at Area 21, if I recall correctly, unless that's been moved.
As opposed to Area 51, we're at Area 21,
You know, that's interesting. I wonder if there is a big call by the exhibitors and authors that show up to go, we want Area 51!
I didn't even think to look and see if there was 51 tables. Would that be a hoot?
That would be a hoot.
Then we get Bob Lazar in there.
Oh, yeah. Dave and I, of course, we're going there not to just have fun, but we're also going to make it a working vacation, so to speak.
And it will be, too,
Yeah. We're going to see if we can grab some of the authors and presenters and speakers and see if we can get some great interviews for you that we'll be able to post here at ATS Mix at a later date, obviously.
Right.
But we're going to have a lot of fun. We're also going to, of course, take some photographs and stuff, and hopefully we'll have those posted up for you to see. And it'll be a lot of fun. Now, we have something new here that we want to tell everybody about. We're about ready to move into phase three here at ATS Mix, and this is where we're going to encourage, obviously, more member participation. And in that, we are going to be auditioning, per se, you, the fine members here at www.abovetopsecret.com, into what we call the ATS Mix Writers Guild. If you have any experience in writing, we would like to hear from you. You can either myself or Dave me. You can me.
I hate and, Sorry.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
Email me.
Now, whether or not you actually have any experience in radio and TV, we that really isn't a big point as far as we're concerned. But if you are able to get your point across, using telepathy, if you can get your point across in the written word, we would like you to audition for us. And that would be in a multitude of different factions and departments, sketch writing, comedy, and Lord knows we need help in that department.
Boy, do we.
Oh, boy. So please, feel free to post that. You're going to see under the, I believe that would be under information in our ATS Mix area that we are going to post that thread at.
That one would be an information. I was thinking studio, but no, it really would fall more under the information and news.
And all you have to do is simply say yay or nay, that yes, you would like to participate, or no, I wouldn't, but I might know somebody that would like to participate, and then just have them simply U2U us, and then we'll, of course, you can contact us by email to submit your auditioned material. And with that said, that is, as we said, that is going to be part of phase three of the ATS Mix as we continue to constantly evolve here for our
Climb Mount Everest. And that's just another step towards the peak.
All right. And we're doing
that's the only analogy I could come up with, John. Sorry.
And so quick also. this is also a very special segment that we're doing on episode 13, as we are introducing another new segment. We are, again, it's a member-participated segment. It is a thread discussion where we interview the thread discussion starter.
Authors.
Yes. And here again, if you have a unique or very interesting thread that you have authored and you would like to sit with Dave and I in the comfort of your own home, of course, we will create a conference call and we'll do a little interview and we'll talk about the thread that you started. And we actually had a gentleman that stepped up to the plate by the name of Silverado, a.k.a. Doug, who is right. from California. He came up with a nice thread. And rather than tell you any more about it, let's just go ahead and start our little thread discussion interview so that you can see what we're talking about. Are you ready, Dave?
One thing you should tell them is that this segment was named by Silverado.
That's right. Yes, that's correct.
We because he was being our point man and was the very first person really to really get gung-ho about doing this thing, we gave him the member option to name this new segment, and he named it the Member Mix. So thanks, Doug, for such a great name. And like John says, this was really a lot of fun. And, I mean, we ought to have a buttload of you members jumping on board now, because this was – he had so much fun with this, and we just really had a good time.
And so let's listen in now to how the interview went.
All right.
Now, brand new for episode 13, this is the ATS Member Mix Thread Discussion Interview with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous.
Dave, I want to ask you kind of a personal question. Is that all right with you, brother?
No, I don't screw on the first date.
Well, that was my second question, but my first question is, do you own a cell phone?
Yes, I wish I didn't, but I have a cell phone, yes.
All right, and now, and I would assume that you probably use it often.
Oh, I could go so south with this, but I'm not. Yes, more often than I care to.
All right, and now here's where I'm going with this. Do you use it?
Can you tell me the point here?
Yeah, I'm getting to it, Your Honor. do you use it while you're driving in your car?
Yes.
All right. Now, have you ever been in a position while on the cell phone where you may have actually almost either been close to an accident or possibly in an accident?
I don't know if I've been close, but I scared the bejesus out of a 65-year-old broad the other day.
Oh, is that right? What happened?
Yeah. Didn't hit her, but I mean, you know, she was honking her horn and stuff because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, did she tell you that you were number one in her mind?
Yeah, she gave me two number ones. She gave me an 11.
Well, let me tell you the reason why I asked that is because we're starting a brand new segment here at
Above Top
Secret. Yeah, at AboveTopSecret.com. You didn't get that memo? I sent you a memo.
Obviously not.
Well, I know. I did have to type it out, and I know how bad you
read. I don't read.
That's right. I keep forgetting. You would think after all this time I'd remember. Well, this new segment is where we actually go and ask some of our members that have posted some threads at ATS to come forward to be on the ATS Mix show and share their fine thoughts of the thread that they started. And we
who
have ourselves. Yeah, we have ourselves a guest here who created a thread. The name of the thread is Senator That Fought for Cell Phone Driving Ban Rear Ends Car While Talking on Cell Phone. And it was presented to AboveTopSecret.com by the member known as Silverado. Now, outside of this probably being one of the longest ass subject matters ever typed for a thread in ATS history. It is already occupied 5 pages to date of this recording of people responding to it. And so we would like to welcome our guest in this, a.k.a. Doug. It's Silverado. Hello, Doug.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man. What's happening, bro?
A lot of nothing Friday evening and nothing to do.
Well, good. Then, you know, since Johnny started this thing, you know, I want to tell everybody, and of course we've already talked to Doug off air, This is going to be the start of something that we're really excited about. Johnny and I both are really excited about it. And Doug is really going to break the virginity of it for us. And we're going to name it, Doug, what did we decide we were going to call it? Mix? Member Mix?
Member Mix sounded good. I thought that was Member Mix.
So this is going to be a new segment called Member Mix. And it's basically thread discussion by the author. Not by people that thought it was a neat thing, but by the author. Because to me, John, and I think you'll agree with me, when we discuss threads and we enjoy discussing threads and we've really, really kind of gotten into it, as our post-production guy will attest, because he absolutely thinks we're going too long on the things, although I like
the edits the hell out of us.
Yeah, I like the in-depth thing personally.
Yeah.
But this gives us an opportunity to not only discuss a thread, but to talk about the person or talk with the person that created the thread. And that's kind of a long intro, Silverado, but basically, I thought this was an interesting, interesting article. Obviously, the membership of it above topsecret.com did, too, because it's 5 pages. When you first posted this thing, did you actually believe you were going to have that much response?
No. My threads are hilariously cut off and short. I feel like I'm one of the thread killers. reason, get zero response. And this thread, had it not been a bitch fest pretty much back and forth between just a few members, probably would have only made it about a page and a half. So, but no, I was actually quite pleased. And about page 3, I think I went back and reviewed it while I was waiting for you guys to call. I mean, I went to work and came back, and this thread had just exploded, and I was actually kind of blown away by it.
Well, do you by chance happen to have your thread up on your browser?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Why don't you fill in all the members and our listeners here exactly what you first posted there, and then we'll go in from there.
Well, being from California, and actually this is a senator from your area, state senator, California Senator Carol Migdon from Democrat from San Francisco, was driving her vehicle, reached down to answer her ringing phone, and rear-ended someone else on Highway 12. I don't know if any hardcore damage was done either one. I think the lady complained. I went back a couple of days, and she complained of some neck injury and back pain, of course, you know, for the fat paycheck. But I just thought it was kind of ironic, considering she was the head of the Public Safety Commission that really barked this ban into law. And, I mean, you know, I have an earpiece. I use it. I have name and number dialing on my phone. I've had it for years, so it's not like it's something new, a new technology that's out on phones. So I was just quite tickled that the irony of the person that shoved this through actually did something that she was trying to fight against, which, you know, shows the irony of the government that, you know, what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander.
Well, John. Are they doing that? Is that one of the laws they're trying to pass in California?
Oh, it's already passed. It'll go into effect in effect June of 2008.
Oh, so it's already passed.
Yeah, it goes into effect next year.
Last year.
Well, see, now they're starting to do that in Texas. The reason why I was kind of going there with you on this thing is they haven't passed that yet. So, what is the penalty, Silverado, for if you get a ticket for that?
Oh, that's a very good question. Actually, I really don't know. I'm sure it's going to be something, you know, minute to begin with, you know, $100 fine, probably like the seatbelt law type thing. They'll probably pull you over and hassle you for it for the first offense and let you off with a warning, or, you know, look for something to really get you on top of that type of thing. So
right.
I'm sure it won't be much.
I just want to mention here that not only was she driving and talking on her cell phone, which was a 2007 Toyota Highlander Hybrid SUV, but it was a state-issued vehicle that she was driving when she got into this accident. And the irony in this, to me, was just fantastic. In fact, I believe that's one of the things you said here as I scroll down here on your thread. You said, the sweet irony. As usual, another example of the hypocrisy by our government. Of course, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. The cell phone ban hasn't gone into effect yet, but still the senator fought for it and now could have killed someone doing it. Like I said, the sweet irony.
And of course, I may have been paraphrasing that just a little
bit. Yeah, don't sugarcoat it, John. Tell them how you really feel.
How I really feel.
I want us to scroll down, and I'm still on page one, and we're going to go through all the pages, but I'm going to scroll down. And there is a member by the name of RR Conservative, probably about almost a halfway down. And he says, or she says, I agree with the cell phone and driving ban. Here in Louisiana, they passed a law banning smoking in a car with a kid. They couldn't do the same for the much more dangerous practice of cell phone drivers. A kid is more likely to get killed while driving with an inattentive cell phone driver than making someone, than someone smoking a cigarette in the car. And I think this guy or woman makes a very good point. You know, I mean, at what point, Silverado, do we get to a situation to where we can legislate, an ant crawling across the dashboard? I mean, at what point do you say enough is enough on legislation? What's your thought?
Well, I mean, that's a very good question. And at what point do you say enough? We are just, and of course, I don't want to jump on the 9/11 bandwagon or whatever. But I think people have become so complacent in themselves that they are willing to just say okay to whatever the government decides is good and not good. I mean, you don't see protests like you did back in the 60s for Vietnam and things sort of like that. And hell, now it's even illegal. If you're blocking a public thing, you can be labeled a terrorist and all the way.
Right.
So I think it's just to a point to where people are just so lazy and so tied up in their soccer mom lives that they really don't give a crap, as long as it doesn't affect their little square box that they think in.
Right.
Why bother?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I just need to ask this. We already know that Dave owns a cell phone. Now, this is going to come to a shock to a lot of people, but I do not own a cell phone.
It doesn't come a shock to me.
So I need to ask you, sir, Doug Silverado, do you own a cell phone, and do you use it in your car while you're driving?
Yes, I do, but I've had an earpiece and an ear device for a minimum of 4 years, and I have voice dialing. I don't have to look at my phone. I can press my earpiece, say who I want to call, and it calls. If my phone rings, I don't have to take my eyes off the road. I press a button on my ear, and it answers. So, I truly believe that, and like this thread became a complete bitch fest about some guy saying that he doesn't care. He's going to drive while he's driving his cell phone, and people are bad drivers, worse for digging in their McDonald's bag and things of the sort like that. I mean, people drive with distractions. It happens, but that's not what this thread was about. But, of course, it drove off topic, as most threads usually do,
right?
And became about that. It's every person. I mean, some people can't chew and walk at the same time. So it's usually those people that you see swerving over into the other lane, trying to talk on the phone and pop their coffee open and operate a vehicle at the same time, as the ones that are causing the problems.
Well, first off, where did you get that information that Dave can't chew gum and walk at the same time? I'm rather upset that you're privy to that information, but that's another story.
You told me that on the initial phone call, didn't you?
Well, yeah. Actually, here's something I was going to bring up. You brought up an interesting thing there, which is that there, a thread will develop and evolve into something else, and as they start talking about other distractions that one may experience other than just a cell phone, and I have to admit, I am one of those that loves to listen to the radio as I'm driving, and yes, I'm one of those that unfortunately does not have a little remote control. I have to lean over to the dash, and then I have to literally manually punch in the buttons of the station that I want to listen to. And so that really in itself is also a distraction. And yet, I cannot recall anybody saying, hey, let's pass a law that you now have to have a voice command remote to operate your radio. Have you guys heard anything like that?
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
Yeah.
I think it goes along the lines of that, it being the popular topic of, with the cell phone cancer a couple of years ago, it's giving you cancer in your ear, so you don't want to talk on your cell phone.
In fact, John and I just did a thing that was United Kingdom or somebody talking about the antennas causing that, and that's the ones where we were going to send a bunch of little miniature sets to the New Yorkers where they could put them on their rats.
Ha, 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 ha.
to help take care of the rat population there and get them all cancer.
Cancer, and plus the fact that they screw up the frequencies. Okay, I'm on page two. Now, I think I have found, Silverado, the bitch fest that you are talking about. It is between Boondock 78, The Painted Man, and Who Are the Brain Police, versus Flyers fan, Feed Me a Troll, Pan-Dimensional Being, because all of page two is these two bantering back and forth about and quoting each other. I mean, I've never seen so many quotes in my life, you know, back. And I think there's only, like, I think Marge 6043 is the only one on page two that it has a different, and Grover, that has something else to say besides these two bantering back and forth. So do they go on and on and on this thing?
Yeah, they do. And it, in fact, it comes to page three is when I think I got back home from work the following day and realized I kind of jumped into it. And then there shortly, a couple threads later, let's see, was it page three?
Boondock's really going bonkers on responses and stuff. And this is not knocking knocking him at all. This is a perfect example of how people get passionate about threads. And I think you know, that's a good thing. I mean, I would hate for a day to come at AboveTopSecret.com where the membership isn't passionate about a position about a thread. You know?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I do applaud him for sticking to his guns. You know, he never wants to back down anywhere in the thread to what he was talking about. And I mean, that's awesome. But, you know, then again, some of the things that he proclaimed to be and do was a little overkill. And I think
I think some of it was to get a rise out of the other person too, though.
Sure. Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah, definitely. And a lot of times that's what a lot of the threads develop into with certain posters that they feel a little power beef by being able to get the ire up in other members just by saying and doing certain things.
I'm on page five. Are you guys – can you go to page five?
Yeah.
We're on
page four,
five.
Actually, where I
want you to go to page five, and I want you to go down to the member Astro Creep. It's about halfway down. It says, just to put some money where my mouth is, here are some concrete stats from research. And he's talking about research.
Well, hold on here. Before you continue on, I think we should tell our members that are not on the browser and haven't had a chance to go here. In fact, let me just tell our members and listeners again. If you go to AboveTopSecret.com, this thread is located under the Breaking Alternative News section. And once again, it is entitled, Senator That Fought for Cell Phone Driving Ban Rear-Ends Car While Talking on Cell Phone. And we would appreciate, if you would, to maybe go in and find the thread. And then you, too, as you're listening to our interview here, you'll be able to keep up with what we're talking about. And I wanted to just point out that the member that Dave is getting ready to talk about here, Astro Creep, and his post, he has a very unique avatar. Do you recognize that guy, Dave?
I know exactly who that guy is.
I think that's the dude from the Burbs, right?
That's Bruce Dern, yeah.
That's Bruce Dern, mm-hmm. Laura Dern's
dad. Yeah, I think that thought is from the Burbs.
Yes, you're right. All right, now here's the statistics I want to read, and I just want to get both of y'all's opinions about it. Let me read the list, and then we'll discuss this.
Right.
A study in May 2001 by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Good old traffic
safety. No more drinks for me. Found the most common distractions were things outside the car, 29.4% of the accidents, adjusting a CD or the radio, 11.4%, other occupants, in other words, people talking to the driver, 10.9%. Moving objects in the car, I'm not sure what that is, 4.3%. Other objects in the car, I have no clue what that one is. I can make some guesses, but then we won't be FCC compliant. So that's 4.3%. Other objects in the car, 2.9%. Vehicle controls, 2.8%. Eating and drinking, 1.7%. Cellular phones, 1.5% of all accidents, according to the AAA Foundation, were caused by cellular phones. So things outside the car, in other words, the guy's driving his car down the street, he rolls down the window and goes, "Hey, baby, how much?" And that guy, at 29.4% of the time is going to smack into something and wreck the car, whereas he was just on the phone calling an escort service, let's say, he has less of a chance. Now, I find these stats amazing, don't you guys? I mean, really? I mean, other than the silly sidebars, but I mean, that's just amazing to me that only 1.5.
That's 6 years ago. I mean, how many 16-year-olds had a cell phone 6 years ago?
Oh, 2001, you know? Yeah.
2001.
I'm sure I'm sure these numbers have increased tremendously since then.
Oh, Dave shows his stupidity. I forgot it was May 2001. But you guys could have rolled with it. Nobody would have picked up on
that. Yeah. Well, I mean, I go with that. And I've seen, you know, the things outside the car, I'm going to go with, you know, stupid-ass rubberneckers on freeways,
looking
at wrecks on the other freaking side.
Oh, my God.
Started on that.
Oh, geez. So, yeah, don't get me on
it. If I ever get stalled in another lane again, and then 3 hours later come up, and it's on the other side, I'm going to shoot everybody on the highway. I mean, it drives me crazy.
I think I went through one down in Ojai. On the way to the spa down there, it took me an hour to get through that little two-lane stretch, and it was because of a frickin' the lid to a Weber barbecue on the side of the freeway. I was just utterly amazed.
I believe it. Yep. Yeah. I can't stand rubberneckers. Just drives me nuts. Go ahead, Dave.
No, I was just going to say, and here's Benevolent Heretic. I guess I should scroll down one more. Sorry, Astro Creep. 2001 statistics for cell phones just aren't relevant today. Sorry. Golly, I was on a roll there, too, I thought, you know?
Yeah, but it gave us something to talk about.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah. I appreciate it.
It gave us something to talk about. Well, you know, here's... even if we were to look at those statistics and in the year 2001, all right, we're going to try to work with you here, Dave.
Oh, thanks.
The cellular phones.
I'm going in flames here, guys.
With the cellular phones being at only at 1.5%. Well, let's say that that was at 10%, all right? We'll say that it's at 10%. There are so many other things that I have also seen going on, and I'm sure we could all name a lot of them, but I'm just gonna go through a small list. I have seen, other than just someone using a cell phone, but they're driving with their knee, all right? They're using their knee while they have coffee in one hand. They have their head tilted over with the cell phone, and they're putting damn lipstick on with rear view mirror, and so, which means they're kind of having to look with their peripheral vision for the rest of the road and the traffic. I
totally agree with the thing about the concept about the cell phones. I mean, I really do, and I mean, I have gotten angry at myself. I have gotten angry at other people for sitting there at a red light that's turned green. 10 seconds later, they're still there because they're so involved in their telephone conversation, they don't realize that the light is turned green. So, yeah, I mean, I'm right there with everybody. But still, I still say that, you know, you take the cell phone away and you still have a bunch of stupid people out there, as we said earlier about the rubbernecking situation, or, you know, being distracted by other things going on in the car. I mean, I got news for you. When I'm driving and my two grandkids are in the back and asking me how much longer, and we've only been out of the driveway 3 minutes, I want to take a 2x4 and beat the crap out of my grandkids. You know, it drives me crazy. And sure. I think it's that friction level that what makes everybody on edge when they're in the driving. You know, look at, you know, you guys want to talk about something that's equally as important as cell phones. Let's talk about road rage. I mean, you know, the road rage inducement is amazing. It has skyrocketed in the last couple of years. I mean, people killing people. I mean, you know, God, it's scary to me. That if someone really gets mad and you know all these people going, well, I'll carry a gun by God, you know, with the John Wayne Hall of Fame. I mean, I just think it's a scary world that you've got people out there in the highway anyway that are already madder than hell, And then you start throwing in a cell phone or, you know, the grandkids in the back seat or whatever. I mean, man, you're taking your life in your hands every single day you get on the highway. You really are.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. And that's one of the main reasons why I quit riding a motorcycle, because you spend more time having to be so defensive and right. driving so defensive, watching right. for every other screwball on the road, right. that, I mean, you have hard enough time just getting from point A to point B. It's utterly ridiculous. And to go back to the road rage thing, I mean, hell, you can go off on a whole nother rant about, you know, what has brought this on. Is it the lack of discipline from today's parents? You know, they're so worried about being a friend instead of being a parent. I mean, hell, when I went to school back in Arkansas, you know, the teacher could paddle you. And if you had to get sent to the principal, you were a freaking hoodlum, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, it's where does it go? And where does it stop?
Well, there was an interesting response here by Boondock, who brought up kind of an interesting point. He says the new study found that most common distractions is the use of cell phones, followed by drowsiness. However, cell phone use is far less likely to be the cause of a crash or near miss than other distractions, according to the study. For example, while reaching for a moving object, such as a falling cup, whether it's a cup of coffee, a Pepsi, whatever, increase the risk of a crash or near crash by 9 times. Talking or listening on a handheld cell phone only increased the risk by 1.3 times. So lobby against all those that drink soda and coffee while they drive. Just give it up. Cell phones are not that bad. I just got back from Kmart, and as I was pulling out, there was a grandma in her Explorer. She would pull out a tad, then hit her brakes and stop. No cell phone, but clearly skittish on the road. I say people like her are more dangerous than cell phones. In the end, what you gonna do? Nothing can be done. They can pass all the laws against it, and people will do it in the end. The state will make more with tickets, and that's about it. And that's probably why they're enforcing these new rules, because big money is in writing the tickets for this. And you know what? I can see that. I can see more tickets being issued, and then our CHP are going to say, oh, I got my quota. Everything from here on is a bonus.
And CHP, by the way, is California Highway Patrol, for those that don't know the codes of the foreign country known as California.
Oh, thank you so
much.
That
goes back to that first post we talked about. The woman, you know, they had a ban for smoking with a kid in the car, but they can't get a cell phone ban. It was in Louisiana?
Right, Louisiana.
You know, look how many drivers are in the road there versus here. Of course, it makes sense to do it in California. I mean, it's the vein state. Everybody's got a freaking cell phone. Everybody's driving around. Sure, it makes sense to throw a law on it. Let's get some money in the lawmakers' hands out of tickets and do it up. Sure.
And I'll tell you one is probably even more than cell phones. I mean, a lot more than cell phones, and that's smoking. And when I was in high school, I smoked. I started smoking in high school and smoked for 20 years or so. And the dumbest thing I ever did was going to school one morning, dropping a cigarette. I had just lit a cigarette, dropping the cigarette between my legs, looking down, trying to find it, and ran my car up over an embankment and popped two of my tires.
Oh,
and you know, and I mean, and that's just simply because, you know, you're more concerned with burning yourself. I have seen, oh God, a buttload of folks, you know, dropping stuff in their laps, whether it's hot coffee, a cigarette, you know, or any number of other things that could be three or four times what it is with a cell phone. And even though, you know, the whole topic is about cell phones and banning and people, you know, that are having wrecks or trying to ban them, still, I think there's a hell of a lot more products out there that are causing more problems, including the rubberneckers are at the top of my list, you know, than cell phones. Now, I mean, Doug, we kind of talked about this a little bit, but, you know, I hate cell phones, really. I mean, honestly, I mean, I think they are great for an emergency, you know. I mean, you're stuck on, you know, or your wife's out, she runs out of gas, you know, girlfriend out, whatever. I think that kind of thing is really great. I hate being available 24/7, okay? I hate it with a passion. You know, it used to be, you know, when you didn't have cell phones, you leave the house and you go out for a couple of hours. You had 2 hours of tranquility and peace, okay?
Now you have the electronic leash.
And now you're constantly accessible worldwide. My God, our cell phones go to Mexico and to any foreign country. They follow you everywhere. I mean, we had a friend of ours sitting there calling us from Hawaii. They're on vacation. They're on the beach, and they're calling us and saying, guess where I am? And I said, I don't care. He goes, well, you need to know where I'm at. I don't want to know where you're at. You're in Hawaii. No, we're sitting down here. Yeah, we're on the Malachi Beach, and we're watching the waves roll in. And I thought to myself, look, butt cream, you know, if I'm on the beach of Malachi, Hawaii, or whatever, I'm going to be watching the waves and drinking Coronas. I'm sure as hell not going to be on my cell phone calling people back on the other side of the planet and telling them what I'm doing. It's dumber than crap.
I think it comes down to discretion. I mean, why was caller ID invented? So people could answer the phone if they knew who it was or if they didn't. You know? I mean, do the same thing. You can do the same thing with your cell phone. You can answer it if you so desire. You set it to vibrate or turn the ringer off and let it go to voicemail and answer it when you feel like it.
Right.
I think it's just a matter of discretion and you know, dealing with it in your own way. Hell, I know a lot of people, and I myself, I haven't had a landline in, God, you know, 6-7 years. I don't need one. You know, I moved a couple different places, and my number stays the same. I you know, I don't have to worry about calling Pac Bell or AT&T or Singular or whoever the hell they are this week and telling them to hook me up, because I'm still hooked up with the company that I've had since day one. And it's a convenience in some way, and, yeah, it is a hindrance in others. So, I mean, it's just one way or the other. It can go either way.
Sure. Well, listen there, Senor Silverado, before we wrap this thing up, I would like to give our members and listeners a kind of a chance to get to know you personally just a little bit. So we're going to have a little us time, if you don't mind. So let's
just like coffee chat with Barbara.
Yes, I was just going to say, so let's grab our cup of coffee and let's
I don't
enjoy
drink coffee.
All right, or tea, or in Dave's case, grab that mug of beer. Doug, how long have you been a member here at AboveTopSecret.com?
Since about, I want to say, like October of 2004.
Okay, since 2004.
Going on 3 years.
Yeah. Wow. What was it that drove you or brought you to the website?
That's interesting. I think I was doing some searches for the Branson writings one day and looking for Dolce, and I came across an ATS link, and that's what kind of drugged me into it. And I probably lurked for maybe a month before that and then came across a thread that I wanted to throw my 2 cents on and decided to sign up and been happy ever since.
Yeah, wow. You know, that seems to be something I hear a lot, that, in fact, I am one of them. I actually lurked for about a year before I actually posted, and I'm kind of curious as to why we do that. I don't know why we do that, but I am guilty of doing that.
Intimidation. I think it's, don't you guys think, and Doug, if you disagree, tell me, but when I first came, I wasn't, honest to God, I was intimidated by everything, and I thought, oh God, you know, I mean, well, first off, I'm not a big reader, so this was not exactly my top side, you know. and they didn't really have a thing for videos or pictures
and lots of pictures. Yeah,
yeah. And I was pretty well screwed. And if it hadn't been for this guy Johnson that's thought I was a conspiracy of the government, that the Radio First Termer show was this big conspiracy thing, I would have never even found this place. But, you know, after a couple of days of kind of, like John says, kind of jacking around and kind of lurking around in the shadows, you know, I was very intrigued by it. And it's kind of like, you know, having that first piece of pie, you know. It really, you know, tasted good. And then, you know, you just can't seem to get enough of it. But I was very intimidated when I first came here. I was very intimidated. And then once I kind of felt like I was going to venture off, well, that was when the first time that the Gestapo warned me about spamming the site.
Well, I agree with you on that. You know, I was really blown away by the intelligence of some of the members there, you know, and I didn't want to open my mouth for fear of inserting foot. It was kind of, like you said, an intimidation factor. But after hanging out for a while and seeing that some people do screw up and they don't end up being ridiculed to the high heavens,
right.
I thought, shit, you know, shoot, I can give this a shot. You know, I'll throw in something somewhere. And ATS is so huge, you know, between ATS and now BTS and PTS. I don't understand how some people do it. I mean, they post all over the damn place. And some of them, of course, don't read. They read the first thread or first post and go immediately to the end and throw their two cents on.
Right.
But I'm a reader, you know, and I like to read it all first. So that's what takes me so damn long, I guess.
You can have my books.
I'm not much of a thread starter to begin with. As you know, as I said, I end up killing them, or they don't go anywhere. So I'm more of a reader than anything. You know, I'll try to help some people out in the computer help thread, or maybe try to direct some people when a mod hasn't jumped in to the minimal of my abilities. But, you know, I figured what the hell.
Well, that's very interesting, and I think that's really nice of you to be able to offer that assistance to some of our members. I have two more questions, and then we have to wrap this up. And my first question is this: do you have a preferred area at AboveTopSecret.com that you like to kind of peruse through?
You know, ATSNN used to be. I used to love that, Carson. I mean, I'd be able to open Drudge and ATSNN, and they'd be two completely different racks of news. I mean, I don't know where the members were getting the news from, but they were just pulling them out of every news source in the world. And now it seems that the breaking news has just become a repeat of what's on Drudge's front page. So, but I'm kind of all over. You know, I'm not too much in the PTS. I'm not too political. So I try to stay away from there as much as possible. I do read it, of course, but I don't even open my mouth because I definitely wouldn't serve food. But the other areas, you know, I read them, the UFOs, the 9/11s, of course. Anybody who believes that crap is you know, whatever. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. But I'm all over the site.
Right. Now, my final question is this. Your member's name... which is Silverado. What is that name significant? How did you come about this name?
Well, the reason I typed it up like I did is because a lot of sites that you sign up on, usually just the letters Silverado are taken, and they always want you to stick a frickin' number at the end. So I've had a Chevy Silverado since I was 14, and it's just something I've always used as a web thing. Just by default, I do it like that, you know, because 9 times out of 10, that's not taken, you know, just the regular Silverado is. If I could go back and change it, because I don't think there is just a regular Silverado on here, I would do it, but c'est la vie, you know, I'm done what I'm done, and I'll stick with what I got.
Well, listen, Doug, I want to tell you that for the first time out of the box and involving one of the authors of one of the threads in this first member mix segment that we're going to start doing, I can't be more pleased with not only your intelligence level, which, you know, I got news for you that you know, don't get too excited about when Dave says that your intelligence level, because, you know, my bar is not real high to start with. But still, I want you to know that from the old Dave Meister here that, you know, you really seem pretty level headed to me, you know. And I don't care what Johnny says behind your back, but
I appreciate that.
Anyway, we really appreciate that you kind of are the point man here for the membership of AboveTopSecret.com and actually having the guts to come on and talk about, you know, your thread. And I know we've kind of, you know, kind of like everything that we do with the ATS mix, we kind of bounced all over the place with it. But I think
a lot like the threads.
Yeah,
very much like the threads.
Yeah, and I think, but basically the bottom line is, I think it was made for a very interesting reading. And I think despite the banter between a couple of the members, I think there were some very valid points. And I really think, just in conversation with you, that we really found out more about you and your feelings about your own thread simply by talking to you rather than just simply doing what Dave loves to do best, which is read. And I can't thank you enough, Doug, for the courtesy and the time that you've allowed us to be a part of Silverado.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. Like I said, when I posted on your thread about this interview starting thing, I think you didn't have a lot of action. And, hey, you guys need all the support you can get, so I'll be happy to. I was glad to now be your point man, which is kind of awesome, and start this off, and I hope it takes off like wildfire.
Well, neither Dave nor I have seen a lot of action here any time these past couple of years.
And he's not talking about our personal life either.
That's correct. But we want to remind all our listeners and members again that the thread that we've been discussing about that Silverado started is located in the Breaking Alternative News section. And once again, it is entitled, Senator That Fought for Cell Phone Driving Ban Rear-Ends Car While Talking on Cell Phone. And yes, that is one long-ass subject thread starter. And we hope that you folks will get a chance to stop by there and maybe even post some of your comments if you'd like. And we'd like to also remind you that Dave and I, at our little section of the world at ATS Mix Forum area, we are going to be offering you a chance to be able to do exactly what Silverado did, which is come on the ATS Mix show and talk about some of the threads that you have started. If you would like to be considered for a segment interview, please post your link to your thread there, and we'd be more than happy to consider it, wouldn't we, Dave?
And I think it's under studio, is it not, John?
That would probably be correct.
I think it's under studio talk or whatever.
Well, Doug,
right, well, Doug, we want you to stay online with us so we can talk a bit off air. So on behalf of Silverado and the ATS Mix interview, my name is Dave Rabbit.
And my name is Johnny Anonymous.
And we will.
And I'm Silverado.
All right.
Hey,
give him the clap. You gave him a lot of claps. You're going to need a lot of penicillin on that one. All right. Anyway, on behalf of the ATS Mix, Johnny Silverado and myself, we'll see you next time on the ATS Mix.
ATS Mix, episode 13 from AboveTopSecret.com is over. Tune in Friday for episode 14.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.abovetopsecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat.